Harlequin Intrigue and Harper Audio present Her Brand of Justice, B.J. Daniels. Performed by Amanda Dolan. If you have ever felt as if you didn't belong in your family and suspected that the babies were switched at the hospital or your parents stole you from your real parents, this book is for you. Chapter 1. It wasn't the first time Ainsley Brookshire had noticed a black SUV following her after an argument about finding her birth mother. It was, however, the first time she'd seen her adoptive father leave his office to rush home. What was different about this time, she wondered, as she saw his driver pull into the estate. Her mother, adoptive mother, she mentally amended, must have called him. Which meant this time, because she threatened to hire a private investigator, it was serious. How far would they go to stop her? The thought made her nervous, as if the black SUV now tailing her wasn't enough cause for concern. It only made her more determined. Her adoptive parents should know that once she decided to do something, she did it. Except that she'd never felt they knew her. She'd spent most of her 28 years feeling as if she didn't belong. An only child, she'd always been looking for someone who resembled her. Both Maribel and Harrison were blonde, fair-skinned with dark blue eyes. Then there was Ainsley, their only child. Hair so dark it was almost coal black, eyes a washed-out blue like old denim, and her skin olive instead of fair like her adoptive parents. She'd never looked anything like them. Now she knew why. Neither of her parents could have been responsible for her conception. At first, she thought that she must have been adopted and they had just never told her. But now she suspected that her whole life was a lie wrapped in secrets. When she'd asked for the truth, they'd lied to her. When she'd gone to public records to find details about her adoption, they weren't there. Had they stolen her as a baby? She still wasn't sure that hadn't been the case, even though Maribel said it had been a private adoption, and that's why she couldn't find any record of it. Even private adoptions had records, which led her to believe that if she had been adopted, it had been illegal. Otherwise, she must have been stolen. Why else would Maribel and Harrison be so adamant that she not look for her biological mother? That's when she decided she would find out the truth no matter what. Except the most recent no matter what appeared to be her father's bodyguard, Lanny Jackson, following her in the large black SUV he drove. What was it her adoptive parents were so afraid of her finding out? She felt a shiver of trepidation. Since her discovery, they'd done everything they could to keep her from learning the truth. Or had they? She glanced in the rearview mirror again. If they thought she could be intimidated, they were wrong. Maybe before all this began, she would have turned around, gone back to town to her apartment, and waited for another day to follow the only lead she had as to who she really was. But she no longer felt safe, even in her apartment. Since she discovered the big lie, she hadn't been able to shake the feeling that she was constantly being watched. Never one to back down from a challenge, Ainsley wasn't waiting another day. She finally had a lead. She wasn't going to put off chasing it. Even so, she tried again this morning to reason with her mother before she was forced to hire a stranger to help her. That's why she'd gone to Brookshire Estate this morning, as it was commonly known, determined to give her mother one more chance to tell her the truth. Had she really thought that if she asked this time, it would be different? Earlier, she'd found Maribel upstairs in the massive house where she'd grown up, standing in her huge walk-in closet, holding up one dress after another in front of her as she considered each in the full-length mirror. Clearly, she was getting ready for one of her many luncheons. Ainsley had lost track years ago of how many boards her mother served on. "What do you think, dear?" Maribel asked, flashing her daughter a smile before returning to her image in the mirror. She hadn't seemed surprised to see her.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?